The following comes to Radioactive from the Voice of America.
Welcome to Healthy Living. I'm Ira Melman in Washington. Laughter is the best medicine. That's a common phrase often found printed on plaques and sewn onto pillows at your grandmother's house, but the practice of yoga has taken it on a whole new direction over the years. We found a laughter yoga class in Richmond, Virginia. Ali Orakzai was there and has the story, narrated by Behzad Hamdar.
Laugh like crazy and reduce stress. That's the idea behind the practice of laughter yoga founded by Indian physician Madan Kataria in 1995. Since then, it has caught on with more than 5,000 laughter yoga clubs worldwide. Yoga master Slash Coleman, who founded RVA Laugh Club, was certified through Laughter Yoga University based in Bangalore, India.
But I lead people through laughter yoga exercises, and that involves different games that we play to move the body in different ways, so we allow oxygen to like come into the body in different parts of the lungs.
Coleman established this club after he discovered the benefits of laughter.
And my right lung mysteriously collapsed. I was living in New York City at the time, and I spent a month in the hospital. And after the doctors did two surgeries, they said that laughing would help my lung to heal because it would help the lung expand.
Participants come to his class looking to alleviate stress and gain some health benefits.
I just get to be a kid again, you know. It's just silliness and connection. I mean, you know, so much fun. Most of the days, people are kind of grumpy. You know, you work in an office. It's nice and light. I enjoy it.
Slash Coleman believes that laughter is also a tool that can bring people together.
Laughter is this, like, universal language, and we are bonding with each other in here from all religious backgrounds. Like, you know, I'm Jewish, and that we've had people, Hindus come in, and people that, for Christians and Muslims, and it none of that matters.
Laughter yoga is no joke. A technology-ridden world has seemingly contributed to a spike in stress in daily life. Health experts agree that increased stress is one of the primary threats to the day-to-day health, and battling it with laughter and calmness is essential to preserving a healthy body and mind. For Ali Orakzai in Richmond, Virginia, Behzad Hamdar, VOA News.
Make certain you join us again next week for Healthy Living. I'm Ira Melman in Washington.
That was a program from the Voice of America.